At 22 to 9.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yeah, Christy's out today on the job site round at Settlement Point. G'day, Christy.
Hey, Strawny. It's stinking hot out here already. The humidity's getting to me. I'm not even doing any work like these boys here.
Oh, gee, it's a beautiful spot, though. You near the river?
Yeah, we are. They've got the best view in the house, actually, these carpenters. So I'm with Northcourt Building. And in fact, Strawny, you know one of the fellas here that's the owner of the business, Steve.
Yeah, Steve and I go back a long way. He used to buy tickets for me Friday nights at the friendly Fernhill Tavern with the Surf Club raffle. Steve, I've known him for a long time.
Hello, Strawny.
How are you, champion? I used to buy tickets.
Good, buddy.
He used to buy tickets off me at the Fernie for the Surf Club raffle.
Yes, I did, mate. It was all rigged. You used to rig it good, I tell you. But
hey, Steve, how funny was it when George, you know, he'd be, well, it was Friday afternoon, and it's his job, you know, to have a sherbet. Remember, he grabbed the microphone off me and go, Astrony, I want to tell you about the great South Sydney. Remember George?
I do remember George well, mate, yes.
Now, listen.
Mate, they were good days.
They certainly were. Great to see you with us here on Triple M for Tradie Thursday. Christy's got some goodies for you. Now, Christy, are the guys keen for smoke over there? What have you got for them this morning?
They've already ripped into them, Strawny. The minute I got out of the car, they were like, oh, my gosh, we don't normally get smoko. So they're pretty stoked that we brought some Tumbagum Bakehouse and Cafe sweet treats this morning. One of the bricklayers here, he was screaming that there was Lemingtons. he's stoked now. And they've been downing, they've been sipping on some oak mocha, which is some brand new flavoured chocolate and caffeine, which is great. But, hey, Steve, I was having a little chat here with Cliffy. Him and I go way back. One of your carpenters here. We went to school together, and I remember one of the first things that he ever put together was a pencil case at woodwork. Do you remember? do you remember the first thing you ever made when you came into carpentry?
Yeah, I made a chisel, a oil stone, and you used to make a holder for it. That was the first thing I made.
Hey, Strawny, do you remember woodwork? Yeah. What did you ever make?
No, I was actually, Steve, I was in metalwork, and it ended up shocking with me. But how's this? I really actually shouldn't be here, Steve. Now, you know, Rolfie in particular at the farm and anybody else that's here, I'm only allowed to use power tools when supervised. How's this? This is year 10. I left at the end of year 10. I'm in metal work and I'm making a centre punch, right? That was what every kid made, right? Now, I've nearly finished the job, right? I've shined it up. It's on the lathe. And to wipe the oil off, I put my apron underneath it, which catches, my head is going straight into the chuck, right? And luckily, my mum must have used cheap material because the apron broke at the back and, I didn't have my head into the chuck. And you know what all the metalwork teacher said to me was, Steve? He said, Strawn, do you have any idea how much paperwork I would have had to fill out if your head went in there?
Is this why you're not allowed on the power tools anymore, Strawn?
Yeah, and that's why, honestly, and people, they said, you know, if you didn't get into radio, what were you doing? I said, well, at school, I applied and I got down to in the last 120 to be an aircraft mechanic. And people start spitting their food out. If they've got a mouthful of drink, they spit it out with laughter. They can't believe I almost got to be an aircraft mechanic.
Wow.
Oh, mate, well, you're doing a good job on the radio anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know about an aircraft mechanic, but...
Hey, Strawny, now, before we do play the song, the rock song that these guys pick every week, I've got Cliffy here. He's apparently one of the lucky boys on the job site today, so he's going to draw out of the hat one of the winners of the two ARB camping chairs. Now, do the honours, Cliffy. Who is our lucky winner for today?
All right, does he want a drum roll? I've got one here. Here we go for Cliffy.
Oh, everyone's going to Northcourt Building.
Oh, they've won it. He's drawn his... Hey, listen, he can't draw his own entry out, surely.
I watched it. It was fair dinkum, Strawn. It was like one of your raffles down at the bloody
firm. I did my best.
Well done.
Good job,
it was fair dinkum.
Well done. All right, okay. Christy, it sounds like you're just going to come back with crumbs from the jobs, like they've eaten everything. Just before we go, Steve, what song can we play you? Triple M rocks the tradies. We let you play your favourite song every Thursday. What are you after?
Well, we've got to let Cliffy pick that one. He did pick Van Halen earlier, but he changed his mind, didn't you?
Yeah, last-minute decision. We're going to pick Sweet Home Alabama for a tribute for a good mate that's no longer with us anymore. So this one's for you, Davo. Cheers.
Good on you. No worries. Christy, thank you for that. And if you would like Christy to come to your job site bearing gifts, what do they do, Christy?
They go to triplem.com.au and register your job site with us. And who knows, I could be at your job site next week.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.